Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. As the days shorten and temperatures become cooler, it's apparent that summer is finally ending. Lawn care definitely begins to change this time of the year. The growth of popular turf grasses like St. Augustine, Centipede, Bermuda, and Zoysia begin to slow down this time of the year. As temperatures cool down, we won't have to mow quite as often, but do continue to mow regularly to maintain the proper height and make sure your mower blades are still nice and sharp. When it comes to fertilizing, don't apply any standard lawn fertilizers to lawns this late. Fertilizing with a high nitrogen fertilizer applied now will encourage active growth through the fall when the grass should be slowing down and getting ready for winter. This makes the grass more susceptible to cold injury. It also encourages disease problems during mild fall weather, so definitely don't use any fertilizers high in nitrogen this late in the season. Now, lawns may be fertilized with a high potassium fertilizer at this time. The first number in the fertilizer analysis of these fertilizers represents the nitrogen, and that number, the first one in the three-number analysis, should be zero or very small. The third number in the analysis, which is the percentage of potassium in the fertilizer, should be the highest number in the three-number analysis. Fertilizers of this type are often called winterizers. The use of winterizers is very optional. Don't feel at all obligated that you have to do this for your lawn. Our winters are not that severe, and if you used a lawn fertilizer this summer that had some potassium in it, your lawn should not need any more. Again, be very careful, look at any fertilizer you choose to apply in the fall, and make sure it has a very small first number. Putting out nitrogen will be detrimental to your lawn rather than helpful. Now, weed control is also an issue this time of the year. Cool season weeds that grow in the fall, winter, and spring can be a problem in lawns. Annual cool season weeds can be prevented from ever making an appearance at all. The application of a weed preventer herbicide right now will kill the germinating weed seeds before they come up. These herbicides prevent weed growth for several months, and they'll usually keep your lawn relatively free from weeds all the way through the spring. Now, if you do have an active weed growth occurring, that is, you can see the weeds growing in your yard, you can use a post-emergent herbicide such as atrazine to control these actively growing weeds. Applications in February are particularly effective in controlling cool season weeds, so evaluate your lawn in the month of February, and during a mild spell, feel free to apply atrazine to the lawn to control any weeds that you might see. Pest problems can also be an issue, particularly diseases. Brown patch is a real problem here in the fall. It's most prevalent during cool, moist weather in October, November, and early December. Keep an eye out for this disease. To control brown patch, treat with a lawn disease control product, such as Myclobutanil. Immunox and other brands contain that active ingredient, and treat as soon as you see rapidly enlarging brown areas, especially after periods of cool, moist weather. Don't forget to read the label carefully and use it per label directions. You have until late October to lay sod if you need to lay some sod to repair some damage. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.